usually when we get a big team from the Northeast coming into town, we also get our buddy in town from the Northeast. Let's open the door and welcome Shorty DeFazio,
hey!
The memorabilia expert
what
from the Northeast.
What is the thing that is happening here, huh? Hey, look at you guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a shop up there in the Northeast. You know, it's right around there, you know?
It's like in the Bronx? Or...
Yeah, it's located right in the heart of the Northeast. Mm-hmm. So it's just past the location area. And the easiest way to find a shop is plug in the search term Northeast and then go up there. You turn right and you take another right and then another right and then there's one more right and then you're right there.
Okay, and what's it called?
Yeah. And then look for the sign that says Whatnots and Bric-a-Bracs. That's up on there. Now, it's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And when I'm not manning the shop, you know, I'm selling on my website and my Etsy.
Oh, okay.
And the website name is Shorty DeFazio's North. You got a pen?
Yeah,
all
go
right.
ahead.
Shorty DeFazio's Northeast Exclusive, Hey, That's an Unusual Item shop, and that's PPE on the end.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I
Ye
can't...
Old Merchant Store and Bric-a-Bracs.io.
Wow.
Let's put that in there. And that'll take you to a site where you can enter your email, and then we'll send you a private link to our eBay.
Says website doesn't exist.
Well, okay. Well, I got to repay for that domain, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, and I also just started a podcast.
Okay.
A podcast?
Yeah, I started a podcast about 15 years ago.
Okay.
So it's called the Roger Clemens Chronicles. It's
right.
about true crime in the Pacific Northwest.
How is that tied to Roger Clemens?
Well, it started as a Roger Clemens memorabilia show, and then we had to pivot. You know, we got in trouble and stuff, and I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, but as you mentioned, I think it was George that mentioned that the Yankees were in town.
That was me, Craig.
And yes, I am the staff memorabilia expert for the Yankees. So, I travel with
that's
them.
Perfect. Yes,
and,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, I travel with the team to authenticate items and to sell them unusual items in a private clubhouse setting.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just sold Aaron Judge, I think, an easel painting done by Kirby Puckett.
Interesting.
Authenticated by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. I just hooked Giancarlo Stanton up with a hockey stick. Used by Billy Madison to win the Masters.
What?
And it was signed by Sabrina Carpenter and Billie Eilish. And to date, from what I was able to research, to date it's the only hockey stick known to have been signed by both Sabrina and Billy.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah. So I've been very busy, but not too busy to come by and see my two favorite muses here, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
always good to have you.
Yeah, where's the third guy with the beard and the ADD? Where's that
know.
Guy?
He had to step out.
I
has he finally gotten fired for being an idiot? I mean,
no,
come on, I can't stand that guy. I mean, why does he think he's important?
That question has been asked many times.
I have so many unusual items.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
Look at here. I just had to bring a picture of this because it's down in my Geo Prism right now. But this is the actual table that Jerry had his personal assistants overturn in anger during the MICA contract meeting. $500.
Now, that's an unusual item.
Yeah, Jerry, you know, his arm's a little atrophied. He can't really turn over the table anymore. So.
Right.
But, yeah, I think New Roosevelt and Double New Roosevelt were the ones that turned over the table. Look at here. This is a copy. This is the last contract that MICA signed.
Okay.
Oddly enough, it wasn't with the Cowboys. It was with that Undertaker. A podcast. He's going to become a regular.
Contributor
to that. That's $100. And how about this? Anybody that likes the NFL in town also like the Cowboys?
Well, sure.
I got something for you. The AARP card that's going to be mailed to Dak Prescott within the next few years.
He's not in his 50s.
How about this one? This is a piece that you're going to want to be having. This is a Jerry Jones Super Bowl game worn toupee.
Whoa.
This is the one he wore in January of 96.
That is an old one.
This is an old one. This was personally stolen from Jerry's styrofoam head that he keeps by his bed. All right?
Platinum blonde.
Yeah. $1,500 for this one because it was authenticated by the late Billy Martin. I don't know how that happened, but that's what my paperwork says.
That's odd.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? This is a piece. This is the rear view mirror from the car that Bruce Bochy drove off a cliff after taking a whiskey slug and thinking about a senorita that got away.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, his fall was broken by the 12 horse saddles that he had in the back seat. He's a very weird guy, this Bruce Bochy. That's only $100.
That's not bad.
So that's affordable for you two knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And how about, this is a whole line. Now, this isn't unusual because we're going to make this in mass. Uh-huh. This is made in mass. Yes. It's produced in mass.
And, in Massachusetts?
No, not Massachusetts. It's made in Jersey, but we're producing it in mass.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new signature Luka Doncic tanning bed. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, yeah, wow. He does look tan.
But that pasty white Slovenian has been using this to give him the look of something other than a grub worm, which is what he kind of used to look like. $2,500 for the signature
pretty
model.
Pricey there.
A few other things. What do we got here? A pair of Steffi Graf panties. I'll then get it by Reggie Jackson. I don't know what that. Yeah, we'll move on to this one. How about this? The new Anthony Davis signature line of street clothes.
Oh,
he's
no.
always hurt. Yeah, he's always hurt. A whole line of them made by Nate's Big and Tall Man. It's great stuff. You guys are going to love it. Hey, come on up to our hand. That's an unusual item.
Come
up in the Northeast. Go Yankees.
See ya. There he goes, Shorty DeFazio.